You're listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by the National Retail Federation. Join us for a look inside the world's largest and most interesting industry. And now your host, Bill Thorne.
Welcome to Retail Gets Real, where we talk about something that impacts everyone, every day, everywhere. I'm joined today by my co-host, Susan Retta. Hello, Susan.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm very, very excited about this episode because...
As am I.
I know. And we get to talk to the 2016 Retail Touchpoint Magazine's Retail Innovator of the Year. Welcome, Barry Beck. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Barry is the co-founder and chief operating officer for Blue Mercury Incorporated. What is Blue Mercury, Barry?
Blue Mercury is the nation's largest and fastest growing luxury beauty products and retail spa chain. We have 140 stores coast to coast. Opening three stores a week right now, and but we still have the feeling of the friendly neighborhood store where you can get expert, honest advice.
You know, it's interesting. You're opening stores, but my understanding is if I watch CNBC or I read the Wall Street Journal or any number of business magazines, retail is dying, especially brick and mortar. But you're opening stores. How could that be?
The reports of retail's death are greatly exaggerated. I would say that retail is really going to change in the next 3 years more than it has in the last 500 years, but it's not dead. In fact, according to Google themselves, while 8 out of 10 customers shop online, review products online before purchasing, 51% of those same customers walk into a store and purchase. So retail isn't dead. It's just going to change more in over time. And I think one of the things that's really changing that, it's not really the technology, actually. It's customer behavior. I would say that when my daughter was 5 years old, I handed her my phone. It's probably the world's cheapest babysitter, my smart device. But that really changed the way that she thought about the world, got her content, and I think the way she's going to make shopping decisions in the future. And think about this, for the first time in history, 2017, there's more than 70 million Americans under the age of 18. And so the way that they think about shopping is just very different. And I do think that retailers today have to change, and I have some ideas about that. But I think that the one thing that every retail executive has to be worried about is about being Ubered, so completely disrupted, not by technology, but these behaviors that are different. But certainly retail is not dead. And the reason how you know it's not dead, if retail were dead, why are so many pure play e-commerce companies? eBay, Warby Parker, even Amazon.com are all opening retail stores.
Yeah. You know, you talked about Blue Mercury as the friendly neighborhood store, and I have experienced this. So one of the things I think that sets you apart is storytelling and the knowledge of your associates. Storytelling, for me, as I look at the retailers who are succeeding, it's kind of like the new media. Tell me a little bit about the importance of having sales associates who know your product inside and out and have helped develop the passion for Blue Mercury.
Yes. One thing I would like to just add is that what I think these pure play e-commerce companies are realizing, number one, is that it's practically impossible to actualize your brand without a physical world presence. And that's why they're opening stores. That's why we're continuing to open stores. But I think the real reason is this thing that you're talking about, which is our expertise and our beauty experts' knowledge. Our beauty experts are the most knowledgeable beauty experts in the world today. In fact, they're so knowledgeable, I like to call them human Googles for beauty products. But the truth is, they are our people. They are our enduring secret weapon. They are the most knowledgeable in the industry. We only hire beauty junkies that want a career with us. You know, when I started the company in 1999, most employees in the beauty business were part-time. They had no benefits. They were part-time workers. They didn't have work in January and in the summertime. And I had a theory, and I said, well, what would happen if I gave our people full-time work, benefits, and a career path with us? But what happened with that is that we retained their loyalty, their knowledge, their expertise. And this has created loyalty amongst our people and created this sort of repository of knowledge inside our company that we share with our customers. And it's just really working for us. Our customers shop with us in the neighborhoods where they live their lives. We embed ourselves in the community, become part of the fabric of the communities. Mm-hmm. And it's just been an incredible success for us. And I think that retailers today are going to understand that if they become part of the fabric of the communities and create entertainment, education, and even edutainment inside their store, that there's actually an opportunity to have more well-placed stores than ever before. In fact, Blue Mercury, we're opening 3 stores a week.
That's amazing. How do you do that, 3 stores a week?
I have an amazing team. We've built a team of incredible people, loyal people, people who believe in what we're doing. And you know, we have a mission, and we've set out to be the best in the world at giving beauty advice. This is our mission. I always tell our teams, I say, I don't know exactly what beauty products I'll be selling in the next 5 years, but I know we'll be the best in the world at giving beauty advice. Interesting fact, 50% of the time a customer comes into a Blue Mercury store, and this is really why we're just opening stores right now, and this is what every retailer's got to be thinking about. 50% of the time, a customer comes into Blue Mercury looking to solve a problem.
I have a lot of problems. What's the number one problem that people want to solve, and what's the holy grail product?
Look, the number one problem people come in to solve is, you know, I have dark, there's so many different ones, but you know, people come and ask questions like, you know, I have dark circles under my eyes. You're raising your hand on that. I have dark circles under my eyes. I have crow's feet, or they're looking for a product with a specific attribute. I need hairspray that doesn't feel sticky. I mean, so many problems. At Blue Mercury, only 25% of the time, less than 25% of the time, does a customer come in looking for a brand or a product within a brand. And this is why our people have to be human Googles. For beauty products, they have to know which products solve which problems, have which attributes.
You know, one of the things I think that Blue Mercury changed about selling cosmetics was that prior to your opening in 1999, cosmetics was either a drugstore business or a department store business. So the drugstore, it's packaged, and in the department store, you had to interface with somebody, and it was untouchable. But when you walk into Blue Mercury and you can touch that product and start to play with it, it starts to make you have a whole different experience.
Absolutely. You sound very familiar with the history of beauty. Yes. So when I founded the company in 1999, the story is I was walking down the street in Georgetown. I came across a beauty boutique, a very small beauty boutique. This is before Sephora. This is before anything. There was no national beauty. All beauty, luxury beauty, was sold at department stores. And it had a couple of interesting brands, NARS and Kiehl's, which were at that point niche brands. Nobody even heard. Now they're global brands. I mean, things have really changed. And I would say it was like a light bulb went off in my head, but it was really like fireworks. I knew that, you know, kitchen goods had been pulled out of department stores like by Williams-Sonoma, furniture by Pottery Barn, electronics by Best Buy. And I thought to myself, why not cosmetics? And so I bought that store, changed the name to Blue Mercury, and started rolling out stores. And very quickly, we became known as something of the Starbucks of cosmetics, and have had incredible success. It's been an amazing run. But again, I really attribute it to our mission. We're never trying to sell products. That's just not what we do. When you come to Blue Mercury, it's so different. You come into a Blue Mercury store, we're just giving you information. Mercury is the god of information. Speed.
My lips are dry. Help me.
Exactly. That's what we do. And you know what the difference is when you come to Blue Mercury store, and this is what retail has to think about these days? It's not that we're going to give you one product to try. We're going to leave you, you're going to leave with 7 products. And then we're going to want to make sure that you get the product that's right for you. Get the products that are right for you. So,
you know, I read a little bit about, of course, you know, you could tell I'm a groupie. So M61 is your private label collection. Tell me a little bit about how you've developed the private label collection and why it was so important to layer that on when you've got such a broad scope of products.
Yeah, thank you. So I started M61 about 5 years ago. And what was happening, what I was seeing, it's interesting for a man in such a glamorous business, people are always surprised that I spend so much time studying the data. But I pore over the data on a daily basis. You know, we have millions of customers. We know who's shopping and what locations and what part of the country, what they're buying, why, when. And what we were seeing is that we knew one fact, which is that the millennials, by absolute numbers, are the largest, and by percentage, are the largest generation of vegans in history. And we had customers coming in looking for natural products. They wanted natural products. They realized the epidermis is the largest organ on the body. So they were coming in looking for natural products. The problem is all the natural products before I started M61, the packaging was bad, the products smelled bad, and the products weren't effective. On the other hand, the doctor brands were very effective, right? But they had harmful chemicals in them, parabens, sulfates, surfactants, phthalates. And what happened was I sort of had an epiphany. I started basically on a research project. And I set out to figure out how I could merge all the doctor loved ingredients, glycolic acid, salicylic acid, with these natural ingredients like vitamin C, vitamin E, tamarind, which is a natural ingredient that accelerates wound healing, things that have been used in the by different societies around for 1,000 years. And that led me to create M61. In fact, today, I mean, to give you an idea, that this idea I talk about, an annuity SKU, any retailer wants to be successful, you got to try to create or find an annuity SKU. Which an annuity SKU? A SKU that clients come in for year after year after year. Why? Because they love it. It works and they can't live without it. And, you know, today M61 is, think about this, we're the number one fastest growing luxury beauty products retail spa chain in America today. And M61 is our best selling brand. And one of the SKUs, stock keeping units inside Blue Mercury, our Power Glow Peel, is our number one selling item in the entire company. We sell like a million SKUs, more than a million SKUs a year. In fact, we sell one Power Glow Peel every 8 seconds.
I need this in my world.
Yeah, it's one step, one swipe, swipe to the right, change your life. So we've had a lot of success. But we also, I created Luna Naster, which is a cosmetics line. We're very authentic. So how we approach stuff, for many, many years, we carried really only makeup artist brands, Trish McAvoy, Bobbi Brown, Laura Mercier, brands that were makeup artist brands, but they're difficult for women to apply. Interesting fact, you know, I'm spending my time studying the data. 75% of women come into Blue Mercury and say, you know what? I don't know how to put on makeup. Stunning. This is why we're needed in the world today, because we embed ourselves in the fabric of the communities where people live, right on Bethesda Avenue, right on 88th and Madison in New York City. So all these different neighborhoods, and people come in and we become part of their lives. 75% of our customers were coming in saying they don't know how to apply makeup. So I created Luna Naster, which is a really one-step, quick 5 minutes, get your makeup on, leave the house feeling polished and powerful, and it's vitamin-infused, it's vegan, it's natural, it's gluten-free, and it really covers all the bases.
You know, one question that I have is that you see where retail is, you see where growth is. In your line of business, online, what role does that play? Because I would think that cosmetics are a very personal thing. You've got to see it, you've got to feel it, you've got to try it before you buy it.
Yeah, so cosmetics, beauty products are one of the least penetrated categories online. It's hovering at or about 6%, whereas electronics are at 90%. It's very rare that a woman is going to go online to solve her acne. Very rare that a woman who has rosacea or a man that has rosacea, by the way, 20% of our customers are men.
I was going to ask you that question.
Yeah, 20% of our customers are men. And in fact, that's really, it's one of the fastest growing categories. You know, having that polished and powerful look going to the office has really grown from just a great suit, nice apparel, and a great watch. It's really changed to great grooming now and great skincare. Why? Because in this on-demand economy, men have to look younger, more youthful, more vibrant than they ever have before. The internet is important for us. It's a way that we communicate with our clients. Like, we send email to them. They come to our website to do research and learn. But the truth is, they come to our store and they shop. And without giving exact numbers, our stores are performing better than they ever have before. Our 2,000, think about this, we've been around for 18 years. We've been in business for 18 years. My 2016 vintage of stores is the best performing vintage of stores I've ever opened. So if people are saying retail's dead, it's not dead here at Blue Mercury. Absolutely not. Our stores are just performing better than they ever have before. We're opening more stores than we ever have before. And we see more opportunity for more stores than we ever have before.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship with Macy's. You were acquired by Macy's, and how is that working for you since it came about?
Yes, we were acquired by Macy's in 2015. We love our relationship with Macy's. Incredible partners. Terry Lundgren is a genius. He is, without question, probably one of the greatest merchants and retailers that there's ever been in the United States. And so is Jeff Gannett, incredible retailer. I just had a quick meeting with Jeff. He came down to Washington to see me. Brilliant retailer. Went to Stanford. Just a really unique retail unicorn. Just very unique people. And our relationship has been amazing. And we've really been growing more than we ever have before, and we really would not have been able to do it without our partnership with Macy's. One thing that people don't know about Macy's, by the way, one fact, fifth largest e-commerce company in America today. Fifth largest e-commerce company today. So very sophisticated. They have a West Coast Innovation Lab. I just relaunched my e-commerce site, and I could not have done it without Macy's. They helped me do it faster than ever before. They add back office support for us, supply chain, HR resources. So they're incredible for us. It's really been a very symbiotic relationship. And on their side, you think about this fact that 15 years ago, 90% of luxury cosmetics were purchased at the department store. By 2014, that was down to 60% and still sinking. What was happening? The customers were starting to shop in the neighborhoods. And if that's where the action is, Macy's wanted to get in on that. And they were able to do that by our partnership. And they're very nice people, by the way. Great people, nice people. We love our relationship with Macy's.
Tell me about the changing customer. You mentioned you had young daughters, and I'm going to guess that you probably have somebody in that Gen Z bracket. They're going to change the way we shop for cosmetics. And I'm watching that generation shop in groups. Are you seeing that trend in the store, and how do you think they will help the business evolve?
Yeah, so let me tell you a little bit about the Blue Mercury customer, and then tell you what I think about the future of retail, and really 3 points about that. So, number one, the Blue Mercury customer. The average Blue Mercury customer is educated, decisive, affluent. And it ranges really from a young woman who just graduated from college on her way to her career, who's just really learning how to put on makeup, to a woman at the peak of her highly successful career, to even an empty nester, right? And I've told you, we see Gen X, Gen Y, we see the millennial. We're even starting to see my, you know, girls the age of my daughters, the Gen Z, starting to shop for beauty. I think that the one key thing that we see at Blue Mercury that sets us apart and why we're just never going away is the client that walks into a Blue Mercury store wants solutions to her beauty problems. They're not just there to buy products. But again, I do think beauty is going to change and shopping generally is going to change more than it ever has before. And I think there's three factors that every retailer today has to think about. So retail definitely not going away, no question. There's going to be an opportunity to open more stores than ever before. We're the perfect case study. But it's going to change. And here's the three things that I think are changing. Number one, social media shopping. Number two, speed. And number three, densification is going to lead to localization. So number one, this idea of social media shopping, I like to call it, Blue Mercury's golden thread to purchase. So what happens? Blue Mercury customer, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, walk into Blue Mercury fully knowledgeable and shop. And so the important thing for every retailer today, really main thing to remember, if you don't engage your customer in that conversation, they're just going to start the conversation without you. And so think about this. The Blue Mercury customers, they just one last fact on this social media shopping is 2 years ago, 75% of Blue Mercury customers said they were influenced by traditional marketing. Today, only 25% of my customers say they're influenced by traditional marketing, that this gap is being completely filled by social media. So that's one. So this is one of the things that's going to change. Number two, speed. The average attention span of a human being is 8 seconds. The average attention span of a goldfish is 9 seconds. So you've got to get products to your customers fast. Why is Blue Mercury winning? Because Jeff Bezos from Amazon, all he says is we're going to be in the last mile, close to our customers, or we can get the product to them in an hour. Well, guess what? The Blue Mercury stores are all inside the last mile. We're in your neighborhood where you live your life. If you're selling sporting goods, you're selling coffee, you're selling beauty products, you're selling books, rethink about how you're doing that and why. Why? The third reason, densification is going to lead to localization and actually an opportunity for more well-placed stores than ever before. Why? I'll tell you why. Fact. 2 weeks ago, I was in New York City and I had to get from Fifth Avenue to Sixth Avenue in the rain. I took a taxi. It took me half an hour to go one block.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Half an hour to go one block. Imagine the world population is going from 6 billion to 9 billion people. Imagine in New York City a 30% increase in traffic. What I realize is I can put a Blue Mercury every 9 blocks. And this is a category where people purchase on a daily basis. And so I think, again, these are these three big trends. But the key idea is embed yourself into the community where people live their lives, where they go grocery shopping, where they work out. You can't live online, right? You can't live online. Where you go grocery shopping, where you work out, where you go to the office. And if you do that, you will have the opportunity to open more stores than ever. We're opening more stores this year than we've ever opened before. Next year, I'm hoping to double our store rollout. So,
curious, the digital path to purchase now includes apps where people can envision what they'll look like or sort of apply makeup. I find this very awkward, but I'm also very old. So tell me a little bit about how different generations are responding to that and whether it has any role in for Blue Mercury.
Look, technology is going to, and this is a very hot topic, and we're launching our New York City flagship right now. I'm so excited about that. I found an amazing location at the base of the Hilton Hotel in New York City, largest hotel in New York City, and I'm going to be pioneering some of these technologies you're talking about. One of them is this idea where you'll be able to look in a mirror and it'll immediately broadcast, you know, the makeup that you're trying on out to your best friends in your community. Oh boy, it's really going to give a new meaning to the term peer pressure, right? But yeah, this stuff is out there. It's important. So retail's not dying. It's just going to change. And we have to become, think about this idea. 15 years ago, you would see an ad in the newspaper that would say, come to Blue Mercury and buy their fabulous M61 products. Yeah, but today, the advertisement's actually the store. You can just click on a QR code and purchase right there. So what happens? So what happens is that the store has to now, and retail today, has to just transition to become a place. Because remember, I always approach this thing as an anthropologist. I'm not just a retailer. I have this sort of anthropological approach, and it's always about the customer behavior. This idea that people are going to sit at home in 5 years and just eat Ben and Jerry's and shop on Amazon is just a complete fallacy. Human beings are social creatures. They love being connected to each other. They love interaction. Shopping is a social experience. Eating out is a social experience. Why don't you just stay at home and eat? Because people want to go out. They want to be social. Human beings are social creatures. But the store has to transition, right? This is this idea, what I call, this concept I call role reversal. where, you know, you can purchase online. So the store has to transition to become a new form, you can purchase at the advertisements. The store has to really transition to become a new form of media, customer communication vehicle, using technology in store. And so this is really important. We're doing it at Blue Mercury, and we're going to be pioneering it at my new flagship on 6th Avenue at the Hilton Hotel. It's going to be my New York flagship store. Very excited about
that. When does that open?
Great question. It's going to open at the end of July.
Very good. Well, we are almost out of time, but I want to know, where should people go if they want to learn more about Blue Mercury?
Come into any one of our stores. We're right in your neighborhood, near where you live your life, on your corner, in your neighborhood. And we'll be sure to give you expert beauty advice. Never going to sell you product. We're going to tell you about product.
Start asking questions. You'll get lots of answers.
Before you go, Barry, we have one segment of the show that we enjoy very much. It's called Rapid Fire. Some questions for you. We want you to just answer with the first thing that comes into your mind. But if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Susan?
If you had $500,000 to invest, what company would you choose?
Blue Mercury.
What's the last thing you bought online?
Good question. I think a golf net to practice golf in.
What's the best career advice you've ever received?
Start your own company.
Name one beauty trend that's really capturing your attention right now.
Protection from environmental stressors. One thing I'll tell you about that is if you live in the city, according to Unilever, you get 1 gram of soot and dirt on your face every single day.
Barry, what app do you use the most?
My Starbucks app.
Will 3D printing become important in cosmetics?
Absolutely. I think there'll be an opportunity to actually order cosmetics online and print them at home. And this is possibly, once that whole ecosystem is built, that will be possibly and likely one of the next industrial revolutions.
Barry, thank you so much for your time. This has been incredibly interesting, and I really appreciate your perspective, particularly as it relates to the future of retail. It's live, it's vibrant, it's growing, it's changing. It's one of the most dynamic industries in the world, and we appreciate you being a part of that.
Thank you for having me.
We'll post more information about the topics we discussed today on our website, retailgetsreal.com, where you can also find links to other episodes. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of the new episodes. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher. Thanks again, Barry. Thanks again, Susan. And we'll look out for you next time.
Thanks, Bill.
You've been listening to Retail Gets Real, brought to you by NRF. For more information about the National Retail Federation, visit us online at nrf.com.